With a look at the headlines this hour for Mesilla Valley News, here is Ernesto Garcia.
Good afternoon. Las Cruces City Councilors had a special meeting this morning and had a conversation about testing for our area with the next date happening on June 11th. City Councilor Joanna Bencobo wants more testing available sooner and for more days.
I think we need to ask for more. I think we need to ask for more days for testing, longer days for testing. I think Mayor Trujillo just said it, right? Like, the information is super unclear. Some offices aren't even answering to schedule appointments. Like, we just need to make those things very clear in a letter.
The Las Cruces Public Schools will finish up today its drive-through graduation celebrations at the Field of Dreams. All graduations so far have gone off without any problems. The mood at the event from students to parents and faculty has been festive and positive. Superintendent Dr. Karen Trujillo of the Las Cruces Public Schools is very happy with how her staff has come through on the event.
We are Las Cruces Public Schools, and if you look at the sign that's behind where the students are driving through, every one of our high schools is represented up there. So this really truly was a team effort. We are one district, and we're proud to be here to represent Las Cruces. We are one community, one district.
Health officials in New Mexico reported 40 new cases of COVID-19 in Doniana County yesterday. There are now 362 confirmed cases of the virus in the county and 6,472 across the state. 2,041 have recovered. The New Mexico Department of Health announced 11 additional deaths from the virus in the state yesterday, bringing the total up to 294. The New Mexico Department of Health says 57 employees at a meatpacking plant in Santa Teresa recently tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials say 33 patients from the Stampede Meat Plant live in Texas, while the other 24 live in New Mexico. The department says Stampede Meat invited them to the plant to test all employees twice for the virus. Within 2 weeks, all of the COVID-19 positive workers are self-isolating. With a look at the headlines of this hour from Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia.